What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
And this dilemma is from Katerina. This is what she says. At a family outing, one of the men takes great delight in relating a story that makes his wife look silly. He's done something similar on a couple of other occasions, and each time he does it, his wife seems upset and deflated. The husband thinks it's hilarious, but I think it shows a lack of respect for her. Other family members are polite and smile, but no one stands up for her. Should I intervene? So, should Katerina intervene? And if she does, how? Monica Dux is a writer and columnist with The Age, and Tom Ballard is the host of Tonightly on ABC TV's Comedy Channel. First of all, can we just, Monica, is this something that Katerina should involve herself in? However that might be, and don't worry about that just yet, should she intervene at all?
Absolutely, yes. Firmly, yes. She definitely should.
Tom, are you of that view also or not?
No, I fight for comedy. Comedy always comes first. The story should be protected. No, of course she should. If she thinks an injustice is going on and her friend presumably is feeling uncomfortable because of this actions by her husband, then, yeah, I think she has a moral obligation to get involved for sure.
Tom, it does. This bloke does sound like he fancies himself as a bit of a comedian, so I kind of...
It could be the first recorded incidence of a man thinking that he's funnier than he is. But yes, look, I feel like in my moments over the years, I may have been this man in a way, in that my, you know, desperate attempt for comedy and validation and attention has made me do silly things and maybe push jokes a little bit too far. And sometimes you don't always consider how those jokes and where that line is and how it affects other people, particularly if, yeah, you're recounting a story that involves someone particularly or making fun of a certain part of someone's body or personality or life.
I wonder, though, Tom, whether you have. I'd hope you haven't. But, I mean, the way that this story is related to me, there's a bit of a whiff of something not quite being right about it. I mean, there's a difference between trying to have a joke with someone and realising, oh, I shouldn't have made that joke, that probably wasn't right, and shaming someone and humiliating someone. Now, if he's done this once and it was a one-off, maybe it was an aberration. But the fact that this person's writing in saying, this has happened numerous times, she looks uncomfortable. I mean, I would even go so far as to say, is this a symptom of something, you know, more sinister underlying in terms of their relationship? Because it just, there's a big difference when you laugh with someone or laugh at something and when you are actually humiliating them. And in this instance, it seems that this is what's going on.
Are you getting a sense of that, Tom?
I mean, it's a power imbalance thing, right? And if Katerina can notice that this woman is feeling uncomfortable but her own husband can't, something's definitely dodgy there because ideally, dream world, two people who are married to each other, sleep in the same bed every single night, should be able to pick up on some clues about how they're feeling. He is either ignoring them, which is a problem, or he's deliberately ignoring them, and he's using this story as a chance to, get a few digs in. And I can understand, that being told again and again and again, it's sort of death by a thousand cuts a little bit.
Nevertheless, Monica, is there any good reason why Katerina should stay out of this?
No, and I think one of the problems that we have seen in, you know, in the past and in recent times is that when you don't intervene, when you effectively become a bystander, you are complicit in something going wrong. Now, I think of an example like the Me Too movement in the last 6 months. Harvey Weinstein, in so many different ways, a lot of the incidences that have come to light lately, it's not just about the perpetrator, it's not just about someone behaving badly, it's also very much about people standing by. And
yes, about lots of people knowing
something untoward
nothing.
Is happening and saying nothing. And I think this is kind of analogous. I mean, it's different, but there's similarities here to, say, being on a bus and a racist comment is made to a passenger. Now, everyone on that bus probably looks away. Everyone gets very uncomfortable. But I do think we have an obligation when someone is being humiliated for whatever reason to step in. And yeah, I think we need to recalibrate how we do this because we don't do it very well.
No, and we don't do it very well also because it's not very easy to do. I mean, you two are confident, outgoing people.
I'm a coward.
Well, okay, you're a coward. Would you do it then?
Look, I think I would. No, I wouldn't. I thought about it. It's not easy. It's risky. And I think there's a big danger here. You don't want to humiliate the wife and you don't want to further embarrass her. But having said that, you know, let's say this is a symptom of something bigger, then you are more obligated there. But it's a family, and that makes it easier in some ways. I mean, I think it makes people think it's harder because no one likes to rock the boat. Everyone has to turn up at Christmas and get on with each other. But in this instance, you know, she could actually, if she was close to the husband, she could have a word with him. She could have a word to the other family members. I mean, I get the impression from this that they're not comfortable and they're all kind of feeling a little bit something's NQR. And, you know, it's a matter of actually opening up communication. But of course it's not easy. And that's why people don't say anything. We all don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to get in trouble at work. We don't want to be the person on the bus who stands up and risks being humiliated back. But we have to be. Like, that we can't continue just sitting by as bystanders because that makes us almost as bad as you know, the person who's saying the thing.
Tom, your advice or thoughts on speaking up?
I am actually speaking up right now. There is no Katarina. I submitted this dilemma.
You're the husband.
Yes. Oh, no! Come in and talk it through here on Life Matters in this segment. Yes, look, obviously it is really hard. It is always hard to do the right thing, which is a very annoying reality of life. It'd be really good if doing the right thing was easy a lot of the time. I guess it's about approach too, right? And potentially if this dude is telling this story to get one up on his own wife, there might be issues of ego at play. And if you were to bring this up and challenge him publicly, I'm not saying that this is, you know, it's good that this is the reality, but I think that if that happened, you would probably get a more negative response than if you took him aside privately and expressed how you were feeling about that, or if you checked in with the woman in question and asked her if you were reading the signals right and if she really was feeling uncomfortable about this.
But also to signal to her that she has an ally. I think in situations of sexual harassment or, you know, bullying, often what happens to the victim is that they will feel like they're being isolated and they're alone. And when you know that the people around you know, see that this isn't right. I mean, there's a reality where she could be going home saying, hey, Dave, stop doing this. And he says, you're overreacting. I was just having a laugh. What's your problem? So she goes off and thinks, oh, maybe I'm just really super sensitive and all of that. So having people standing around saying, no, you're not being sensitive. This is, you know, but as you say, it's right. We need to gauge what she's at the centre of this and she's the most important person in this situation.
Well, there's some comments on Facebook that are interesting. Let me just let you know these. Julie says, I knew a couple like that. I asked her if she was okay. She said he only talked to her like that in front of his mates and never at home. But she was clearly embarrassed and everyone thought he was a prize dickhead. Keith says, it would depend on what your relationship was with the husband, in my opinion, and whether you thought he would respect your input. And Barb says, I'm ashamed to say that I was in this situation once and I didn't speak up. I regret it to this day. The marriage didn't last, which was probably a good thing. So the modern dilemma du jour is you witness a bloke regularly making fun of his wife at family gatherings. He thinks it's a laugh, but she looks upset. Should you do something about it? Monica Dux, writer Monica Dux, and comedian Tom Ballard are taking this one on. And if you've got a view on it too, let us know on Facebook. Can I just ask each of you, what if it was the other way around? What if it was, say, the woman making fun, humiliating the husband, Monica?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I would say the same rules apply. If he's looking uncomfortable. I mean, there are very different power dynamics in society. We live in a very unequal world. We live in a world where women are far more likely to be bullied and harassed and sexually harassed, and family violence is most often targeted at women. So in the context of that, with this original story, I would read it with that lens. But if there was a situation where you could see that he was being made uncomfortable, I think the same rules do apply. I mean, sometimes it's a simple matter of giving the stare, you know, showing your discomfort. I mean, we all have that. I have that with children. But, you know, you give that look that says, I do not, I'm not standing by what you're saying and I'm not laughing with you. So same rules apply. But I do think in the original story here, there's something a bit more potent about it because of, you know, the world we live in.
What about for you, Tom, if it was the other way around or indeed if it was a same-sex couple?
Now, men being made fun of is funny. That's universally funny. It always has been, always will be. Look, the power dynamics are different there for sure. I mean, we were talking there about, couples who... It makes me feel very uncomfortable when I'm around couples and I've had, you know, friends in relationships who have subsequently ended, and every time we hang out, their whole thing, their whole bit, their shtick is them giving each other a crap. And sometimes it's funny when there's love, and it comes up in comedy all the time. If there's love between two people, you can say horrible things. You can make fun of someone's, even their weight or their appearance. If they give as good as they get, it goes back and forth. Even a relationship with an audience as a comedian, if you know they like you, you are given more license to say terrible things about the world or about yourself or about other people because they know you don't mean it, because they know that there is love underneath that, and really these are jokes. That's the spirit it's taken in. And couples who are good at that are giving shtick to each other, but also show, you know, real tenderness and love and are clearly, you know, caring for each other. It's all sweet and it can be really, really funny. I guess it's just, yeah, when the only thing you see from them or the thing that seems to be the bedrock of their relationship is sniping at each other or one partner being unfairly making fun of the other, that's when you feel like something is wrong.
All right. Yeah. So final comments then, final advice for Katerina. Monica?
She should definitely intervene. I mean, whether it's a simple matter of saying something like, I don't find that funny.
To the bloke
and in that situation, and then maybe talking to the other family members who, I mean, she's remained silent so far. I wonder what the others are thinking.
Tom, final summation?
Get some new material, mate. And because comedy's about surprise. You can't keep saying the same jokes in front of the same people again and again and again. You're not going to get the laughs. Also, do try to love your wife. To Katerina, you know, yes, I think this is clearly concerning you. Touching base with the woman in question is probably step number one for me. And letting her know that she has your support and that you think that something might be wrong here, I think that is a move that is only coming from love and concern for this person in your family.
And Tom Ballard is the host of ABC TV's Tonightly program.
That's my advice for Katerina, actually. Watch my show.
Watch your show, yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, you can watch it weeknights at 9 o'clock on the ABC Comedy Channel, or you can catch up on iView. And Monica Dux is a writer, social commentator, columnist for The Age newspaper. It's good to talk to you both. Great to have you join me for The Modern Dilemma. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
And thank you, Monica.
Thanks.
And I would, of course, love to hear from you too. If there's a dilemma that you're facing in your own life or that you have faced that's caused you some kind of angst because you're not sure what the right thing to do is, as Katerina has done, email your dilemma to lifematters@abc.net.au and we'll all have a go at talking through your options. lifematters@abc.net.au.